Raiders fans, welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Kiravu. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football. It's a Wednesday. We are just over a week away from the start of Green Bay Packers training camp. We'll continue our ongoing series featuring the writers at allgreenbaypackers.com later. The only person we have left to interview is the big man himself, Jersey Al Bracco. Mr. Bracco couldn't make it today, but we're going to get him on before long. But in the meantime, there is plenty to discuss, including this kind of head-scratching little saga that's going on between former Green Bay Packers wide receiver Greg Jennings and current Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Yesterday, Greg Jennings appeared on ESPN's First Take, had a little interview, and kind of continued this back and forth that's going on between Greg Jennings and Aaron Rodgers. And it's getting to the point where, you know, at first I thought it was all just good-natured joking, ha-ha, funny, that kind of thing. Well, it's kind of taking an edge to it all of a sudden. You know, maybe it was more I wanted to believe it was joking, and maybe I shouldn't have been so naive, but this is getting a little bit crazy. So, you know, I've been through this before, but if you haven't, you know, listen to Railbird Central or you're not following along in the media, I'll kind of go through it very briefly here. You know, back in during the off season, during the Wisconsin Sports Awards banquet, Aaron Rodgers was asked about Greg Jennings. This is post Jennings signing in free agency with the Minnesota Vikings. Shortly after that happened, Aaron Rodgers was asked about Greg Jennings, you know, saying basically a question about, you know, losing one of your wide receivers, losing one of your teammates, how's it going to be without him? And Aaron Rodgers replies, Greg, who? You know, just kind of a playful little jab. And in several interviews since that time, Greg Jennings has refused to call Aaron Rodgers by name. Again, just kind of another little barb, a little, you know, comeback to Aaron Rodgers. You know, in interviews, I believe, on Sirius XM Radio, he had another interview in a Minnesota publication. Was it the Star Tribune? I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's not important. You know, several times Greg Jennings has refused to call Aaron Rodgers by name. Several times. And now, finally, just yesterday, in an interview on ESPN, Jennings was interviewed once again. And this time he called Aaron Rodgers by name. He seems to have gone over that. But the interesting part of the interview is when Greg Jennings was kind of, you know, he was asked about many things. You know, he was asked about playing with Christian Ponder as opposed to, you know, two very elite quarterbacks in Green Bay and Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And you know, eventually Jennings kind of, you know, was asked more, you know, why do you think more of Favre than Rodgers as he has implied in other interviews? And this is what Jennings had to say, and I'll quote, "You get respect when you give respect." And he had that to say about Aaron Rodgers. You get respect when you give respect. And basically Jennings is implying here that Rodgers has somehow disrespected him. And it kind of comes as a little bit confusing, perhaps. You don't really know what goes on, you know, when things that aren't the media isn't privy to. You get respect when you give respect, or maybe he hasn't disrespected him as opposed to just not verbalizing his respect. Now, I kind of, you know, had discussed this on social media with fans, and the answers that I got, the speculation that people are reading into this is that Aaron Rodgers has maybe not personally vouched for Greg Jennings publicly like he has other members on the Packers team. You know, most notably, when James Jones was a free agent, two years ago, 2011, when James Jones was a free agent, Aaron Rodgers went to bat for him. You know, basically, you know, stepping up for him, defending him, saying, you know, how important James Jones is to the team, how valuable a weapon he is. You know, Aaron Rodgers has also said a lot of very friendly things about current wide receiver Randall Cobb. Just in his interviews with the media locally. Things like that. And you add these things. And I don't think it ends there. Didn't he, you know, kind of go to bat for Mark Tauscher a couple years ago when he was a free agent? If I remember correctly. It doesn't stop with, you know, James Jones, Randall Cobb. But, you know, he never really... Even when Jennings was a free agent, Rodgers never, you know, really went to bat for Greg Jennings. And I don't know if that's what this is all about. But believe me, I have posted the evidence. It scroll down to the bottom right-hand corner of our page and click that link that has the headline, Latest Jennings interview goes beyond joking, implies Rodgers disrespect. I lay it all out there, the evidence that I'm getting from fans, the responses I'm getting from fans on Twitter, many of them, multiple of them, think this is the reason there might be some sort of beef between Greg Jennings and Aaron Rodgers. Here's the responses I'm getting from fans on Twitter, and again, I've posted them all at cheeseheadtv.com. From Spencer Simonowitz, quote, did Rodgers ever vouch for Jennings like he did a couple years ago? End quote. From Chris Jones on Twitter, going out on a limb and say it's the non-vouching that irked him along with the constant praise of his successor Cobb. From K Willis 45 on Twitter, quote, seems like Greg Jennings wanted to be the next Donald Driver and is ticked that Aaron Rodgers didn't go to bat for him, but who the heck knows for sure. Quote, did he go to bat for Jennings privately/publicly during negotiations? End quote. That's from Miniscani on Twitter. So these are the responses that I'm getting from fans. You know, kind of reading into this, and you know, I fully admit here, kind of reading into this a little bit, kind of reading the tea leaves, reading between the lines, Greg Jennings has never actually come out and said he feels disrespected by Aaron Rodgers, but man, this latest interview on ESPN just airing yesterday really was kind of damning a little bit. There was really some criticism there for Aaron Rodgers. You get respect when you give respect. Like Greg Jennings is not going to give Aaron Rodgers respect. It kind of started out as joking, but you know, Aaron Rodgers says the who thing and Greg Jennings refuses to call him by name, but it continues here. It's just not stopping. And that is the kind of head-scratching part to all of this, that you know, wow, maybe there really is some sort of ill will between the two. And you can go further into this, and you can look back to the incident that happened late last season. This, you know, when did it happen exactly? Kind of late December, early January. Was it following the Packers' last regular season meeting against the Minnesota Vikings, perhaps? That situation there, the last game, Greg Jennings' sister, Valencia Jennings, I took to Twitter and criticized Aaron Rodgers vehemently. I mean, she just didn't, you know, have one little tiny criticism. She went off on Twitter, multiple tweets about Greg being open and Aaron Rodgers not getting him the ball. And what was interesting about the whole thing is that Greg Jennings ended up with 8 receptions on the day. I don't know how much more she expects. And you know, again, reading into things, you kind of think that maybe she's getting this from Greg. Maybe she's getting this from the guy who personally knows Aaron Rodgers and has some sort of beef with him. Have some sort of, vendetta against him. Vendetta is a strong word, but, regardless, why is this criticism coming? And it was baffling to me, at least. I mean, Greg Jennings had 8 receptions that game. You know, what do you want? Do you have to have double digit receptions minimum? Is that your requirement, Greg? And again, secondhand here, you know, through Valencia Jennings, but it rather was baffling. Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion, for my money, does a better job distributing the football to the open man, to the open receiver, whoever it might be, better than any quarterback I have ever seen. Aaron Rodgers does not lock onto a receiver. He reads the defense and gets the ball to the open guy. No matter if it's Greg Jennings, Randall Cobb, James Jones, Jordy Nelson, Jermichael Finley, or any other of a smaller host of players, from running backs to role tight ends to role-playing wide receivers like Jarrett Boykin, Andrew Corliss, Tom Crabtree in the past, you name it. There are so many guys out there who have been catching the ball from Aaron Rodgers. I find it hard to believe that Aaron Rodgers is purposely avoiding anyone, any wide receiver. To me, it looks like he is getting the ball to the guy that's open, who has the best possibility of making a play, who is finding the seams, who is finding the holes in the coverage. That's what it looks like to me, from my perspective. You know, I got a seat in the cheap seats, though. I'm in the peanut gallery. Take it for what you will. But, it's something. That this whole thing, this whole, beef, this back and forth between Rodgers and Jennings, I hesitate to even call it a back and forth. As far as I know, the only thing Aaron Rodgers has ever done is, he kind of made that one "who" comment during the Wisconsin Sports Awards. But I don't think Aaron Rodgers has ever said anything else, even kind of, remotely derogatory towards Greg Jennings. I think, whereas with Jennings now, it's we're talking like 3-4 interviews, I think, in which he's kind of, had a little edge to this, refusing to call him by name and then talking about respect or lack thereof. It's something. There's something here to this, and where this goes next,
What, you know, where does it go from here?
I mean, the next time Rodgers has an interview, the reporter just, you know, flat out, just bluntly has to ask him, you know, Greg, do you feel disrespected by Aaron Rodgers, or did you ever feel disrespected by Aaron Rodgers? I mean, because, you know, this can't just go unchecked anymore where Greg Jennings can kind of just make these vague references, which have numbered now multiple times. I mean, it's time to air the grievances here, you know, because it's getting silly. It's getting silly. I really think now this is the fourth interview that Greg Jennings has kind of had this sort of, you know, veiled jab at Rodgers. You know, had it happened once, you know, again, we would kind of say, oh, it's a joke. They're just joking back and forth. You know, they're not teammates anymore. They're rivals. You know, I understand that, you know, guys can joke. It can be lighthearted, but this is going beyond that now. And yeah, it's weird. It's definitely an awkward situation. And boy, I don't see this thing getting better. I suppose it depends on, you know, how Rodgers and Jennings act in the media and whether they decide to talk about it, or who knows, maybe they reconcile their differences. But these kind of veiled jabs by Jennings are just kind of weird. There's been too many of them for it to simply be coincidence anymore. And so, I mean, it's something. It is something. I mean, I personally, Greg Jennings has always, prior to this, well, the entire time he's been a Packer, you know, he's always, you know, very much said the right thing. I don't think he's said a whole lot of controversial things in the media. I'm talking about Greg here, not his sister. If he's ever had a problem with Aaron Rodgers or the coaching staff or anybody or anything, any situation such as not getting the ball, he's kept it private. And I'm not saying he has. I'm just saying if he has, he's kept it private because, you know, Greg Jennings in the media is always, you know, has always said the right thing, has never been really a controversial kind of guy that I can remember. So that's why this kind of comes as a surprise. And you know, I see here on the live blog of our show here, Mark W. saying, Greg is becoming a diva. And you know, I can kind of see that. It, you know, certainly I think a lot of people will point towards his Old Spice commercials this past year, in which there were several of them, in which, you know, I and they're great. They're funny. You know, the one in which he was doing push-ups with a jet ski on his back, and there was the girl on it. And then there was the one where he's running down the field in bed. You know, he's kind of like, I don't even know how to describe it. He's like his legs are sticking out underneath the bed and he's running down the field. And then there's the one where he lifts up his armpit and he writes a note to himself. You know, it's that there was several of them, but there was so many of them, you know, this advertising campaign that, I think people kind of getting the impression, perhaps a little bit, that Greg's more interested in being a celebrity than he is, you know, being a football player. And you know, let's add this up too. He had the guest appearance on, a couple TV shows now too as well. And if anybody remembers them, feel free to put them on the live blog, the guest appearances he's made on television. I kind of even forget off the top of my head. Wasn't it a CSI or it was, you know, some sort of crime drama show in which he made a guest appearance. And there was another one too. I think there was two television shows.
Wasn't there another one on the USA Network? And anything that's on USA, I don't really watch. Not into their programming very much. But anyway, you know, between the advertising campaign, his appearances on television. Here we go. Mark looked it up. He appeared on Criminal Minds. Yeah, and I think that was on CBS, right? And then Royal Pains, which I think is Royal Pains still on the air? Is that on USA? Anyway, add all these things up, and people kind of get the impression Greg is a little bit of a diva. He's more interested in the celebrity. That's the impression. Now I don't know what to think of this, you know, because guys have time in the off season if they care to do these things. You know, the football season only runs from, starts right about now in another week or so in late July. You know, ends in February if you go to the Super Bowl. So between February and July, there's a lot of open time. Now, they have to be in Green Bay for about a month during OTAs and minicamp. But, I mean, there is months open where, you know, there's free time to do things, you know, if you want to get involved. And, I mean, we saw it just last week or 2 weeks ago. DJ Williams is now getting into the DJing aspect of music in his own free time. I mean, we've seen Aaron Rodgers do many television campaigns. You know, from Pizza Hut to what else does Aaron Rodgers do? The David Gruber Law Offices, the Allstate Insurance. So I mean, Aaron Rodgers is very involved with kind of, you know, promoting his own personal brand, you know, no doubt about it. I mean, it's a two-way street here. Mark says State Farm. Pardon me. Did I say Allstate Insurance? Pardon me. I don't want to. I'm sure the people out there in the insurance industry, of which my family is, there's a big difference between the two. Pardon me, I apologize. But again, it's baffling. It's this whole thing, this back and forth, this little beef is something else. But I've spent the majority of today's show discussing this. And I should, before we move on here, or I want to move on to another topic before the show's over, and that's getting to the other news yesterday. The Packers posting record profits as they release their annual financial report. The only team in the NFL, because they're publicly owned, that releases an annual financial report. So kind of the people who look at the dollars and cents of things, who are interested in that kind of thing, kind of really scrutinize this closely, because it's the only report in the entire NFL where you kind of get to see how a team operates from a financial aspect here. And you know, kind of reading the report from the Packers official website here from Vic Ketchman. Here's what he says about, you know, what the Packers made last year. Quote, the Packers financial report shows total revenue of $308.1 million, a franchise record, against $253.8 million in expenses, leaving a profit from operations of $54.3 million. Net income of $43.1 million is also a franchise record, though it's only a 1% increase over the previous year. So there you go. Record profit for over $50 million in profit. Quite amazing how the Packers have been able to do this, especially in recent years. And it has helped that the Packers have been successful in recent years. Now they're only bringing more people to Lambeau Field with this expansion. And I think you're going to see, you know, income, you know, be even more in recent years to come here as they add about 7,000 seats to Lambeau Field. So, it, you know, it's
the Packers doing a good job here and you know, kind of avoiding a situation where you saw way back in around the turn of the century, the turn of the 21st century, in which, you know, it was kind of maybe in doubt whether the Packers would be, you know, in Green Bay for the long term, you know, back when they had the vote to renovate Lambeau Field, the major renovations, you know, spearheaded by former Packers president Bob Harlan. And you know, what a boon that has been when it was narrowly, you know, went through. And, you know, the Packers, it happened, and that's all been great for them. And, yeah, I mean, that has been something for the Packers organization, and now they're reaping the benefits. They're, you know, bringing in, very good profits year after year. They're investing back into the team, investing back, you know, not so much in the team, but into the stadium, the facilities itself. You know, with this expansion, you know, next they're renovating kind of the atrium part of Lambeau Field. That's kind of the next thing that's going to happen. And yeah, I mean, Packers doing a great job of that. So, you know, we'll hear more about this next week during the annual shareholders meeting. They just kind of release it ahead of time to the media, get word out there that, you know, what's happening from a financial standpoint. And yeah, too, I think it was made official yesterday that the new capacity of Lambeau Field, and I, you know, people have kind of speculated about this before and what 7,000 new seats would mean, but I think they gave the actual official count in that the new capacity of Lambeau Field is 80,750, which makes it the third largest stadium in the entire NFL. Behind, I think, the Redskins Stadium and the one in New York shared by the Jets and the Giants. So those are the only two bigger. Now the third largest stadium in the NFL. Not in America. Remember, those college stadiums get quite big. You know, is Michigan number one? If not, they're up there. But, you know, Michigan, Penn State, Tennessee, those are all huge stadiums. They're all in excess of 100,000. Just absolutely huge. You know, but anyway, regardless, this is the NFL, kind of different thing here, competing against your peers and all that. And the Packers, as they are now the third largest stadium in the NFL. I don't know how long that'll hold because, you know, everybody's going to expand to get bigger and better. That seems to be the way things are going. But anyway, so, Kyle Cousineau points out on our live blog, Cowboy Stadium is 80,000 people. Yeah, isn't that bigger too? Or they have the capacity to do it with standing room only? Something like that. I can't remember, you know, what the exact situation is there, but they have the ability to have standing room only seats that get that thing darn near 100,000 or something like that. But anyway, yeah, the Cowboy Stadium Jerry World is very big too. But not quite as Lambeau Field, not quite as big as Lambeau Field from an official seating standpoint, at least. But, it's 9 o'clock on a Wednesday morning here on Railbird Central. Folks, no show on Friday this week. I'm busy. I got an appointment on Friday that I have to keep. So, no show this Friday. I apologize, but, it won't be long until training camp starts late next week and we're into football all the time. And we'll be here, you know, on a regular basis, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here at Railbird Central. So I apologize. No show on Friday, But I'll be back again on Monday morning here at CheeseheadTV.com. So on behalf of Jamie Jors, I'm Brian Carvu. We'll see you later, everyone. I leave you today with a song called Golden Ghost by Lotus on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack. Go.